Mission Network News 2-Minute Version, Monday, May 24th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. We begin today in Nigeria, portions of which are under a state of emergency following weeks of bloody fighting. Open Door's Jerry Dykstra says in spite of the spread of violence, their teams are still in place. They're training pastors and holding seminars on how to deal with persecution. He adds there's a greater effect to consider.
From Nigeria, ministry and evangelism goes out throughout Africa. And so if they are having problems inside Nigeria, that ministry is going to be affected to places surrounding.
Next, Pakistan's president is calling for a review of some of the country's strict Islamic laws. Voice of the Martyrs Canada says that includes the controversial blasphemy law. According to Reuters, the president wants the blasphemy law to be re-examined to ensure it's not misused by those seeking to settle personal scores. Many Christians have been convicted under this law, often as a result of questionable accusations. The atmosphere makes it difficult for ministries to operate freely. And there's a new fashion trend in the marketplace, T-shirts with a sketch of Jesus, captioned with, "Jesus is my homeboy." Global Advanced Ministries' David Shibley says the generation behind it is trying for a visual identification. He believes this led to a boost in short-term missions. Shibley adds that this generation has been tested unlike other ones.
As far as U.S. martyrs on U.S. soil, so far it has been young people. This to me signals that this is a very precious generation to God and a singled out generation by God for some very important purposes in His heart, not only among their generation, but to the ends of the earth.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term mission trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on the Short-Term Missions Database logo on the left, where you can find out about various mission opportunities worldwide. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.